Someone came over to me in shul last week and said that someone had just moved into North Woodmere and he had put up all of his mezuzahs, and he realized that every single mezuzah was angled in the wrong direction. That you know, how the mezuzah is supposed to be angled toward the inside of the room that you're going into, he had angled all of them toward the outside of the room. So I said, okay, what's the big deal? You'll fix it. He said, no, I want to know, do I have to make a new bracha? When I take it off and then I angle it the other way, do I have to make a new bracha? But it got me thinking, especially when I looked at the list of Tamin Halacha suggestions, and one of the suggestions was to discuss the angle of the mezuzah and why we have that angle of the mezuzah. So maybe we'll talk a little bit about the hanging of a mezuzah. The Gemara Maseches Menachos Dav Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph says somewhat cryptically that the mezuzah should not be hung kemin nagar, like a nail, or like a nagar sometimes means a carpenter, but you don't hang carpenters. So it probably means like a beam or a nail or something. The mezuzah should not be hung in that way. The proper understanding of that statement of the Gemara, which is so cryptic, has a major impact on how we hang a mezuzah on the doorpost. Rashi over there in Menachos Daf Lamed Gimel explains that hanging a mezuzah kemin nagar means that it's placed in the doorpost horizontally, and that's what's bad. Because horizontally is the way that the carpenter would attach nails to a wall, that's bad. So in Rashi's view, the mezuzah is supposed to be hung vertically, standing up on the doorpost, and it is completely invalid, it is completely possible if it is hung horizontally. Tosos, however, quotes the opinion of Rabbi Natam, who holds that kemin nagar means that it's hung vertically, that vertically is possible. And in Rabbi Natam's view, the mezuzah should be hung horizontally. It would be possible if hung vertically, it's got to be hung horizontally. So that is the machlokes Rashi. Rashi says it must be upright. Tos says it must be lying down. So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Pei Tes Si'if Vav paskins like Rashi, and he says the mezuzah is supposed to be upright in the doorpost. However, the Ramah, in somewhat of an unusual comment, difficult to understand, the Ramah quotes the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and says that our minhag is that we fulfill the Shitos of both Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi by hanging it up on an angle. And obviously that led to some debate amongst the later poskim. What do you mean? Are you fulfilling both or are you fulfilling neither? Meaning Rashi says he's supposed to put it straight up. Rabbeinu Tam says he's supposed to put it flat down. And you're doing it somewhere in the middle. So is that really a fulfillment of both, or is that really a fulfillment of neither? So this troubled a lot of the poskim. But perhaps the explanation might be as follows. The Gemara, when it formulated this din, didn't say how to hang it. It said how not to hang it. That kemin nagar is no good. So according to Rashi, that means lying it down horizontally is no good. Anything that's not horizontal, according to Rashi, would be good. Does it have to be vertical? Maybe not. The Gemara never said it has to be vertical. According to Rashi, all it said is horizontal is no good. According to Rabbi Natam, the Gemara said horizontal is no good. It never said that it must be vertical. I'm sorry, it said vertical is no good. It never said that it must be horizontal. According to Rabbi Natam, only vertical is no good. So it could very well be that this compromise actually does satisfy both opinions, because it is neither the psul in the Gemara the way Rashi understood the psul, nor the psul in the Gemara the way the Rabbeinu Tam understood the psul. People like to say a musarvart that in the house compromise has to reign, and therefore, even though we never compromise in halacha, so we dafka, you know, do a compromise with the halacha of a mezuzah to remind you that there should be shalom bayis. It is very important to compromise, and it is very, compromise does have to be something that's done very, very frequently in a home, especially between husband and wife. That's not pshat though in the Ramah. I mean, let's be honest. The Ramah, however, even though he says he's supposed to put it somewhat of an angle, he never said how much of an angle. He never said how many degrees, 30 degrees, 45 degrees. He never said exactly what you're supposed to do, so that ambiguity leads to a discussion in the poskim. The Sefer Mikdash Ma'at Sifkat Lamed suggests that the angle should be very slight, just enough to recognize that the mezuzah is not standing upright. And the Sefer Tshuvas Uksavim of the Chazanish Simon Chavdal at Osir Aleph, he says that the mezuzahs in the home of the Chazanish were practically upright. It was only at a very, very slight angle. And the idea is that Meikradin, we pass like Rashi, we throw a bone to Rabbeinu Tam by angling a little bit, but Meikradin, we really pass like Rashi. So primarily it should be upright. Like that mezuzah over there, it's mostly upright. It's not really at a 45 degree angle. The Minchas Elazar Elazar, however, in Chelik Beis Simanam Vav, the Munkacher Rebbe suggests that the mezuzah should be at a 45-degree angle. The logic seems to be that if you're really going to compromise between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, so the mezuzah should be placed at the exact midpoint between the two extreme possibilities. So obviously, though, there are many doorways that cannot accommodate a 45-degree angle. Like the mezuzah I just pointed to is probably at that angle because it couldn't accommodate any greater angle. The mezuzah would be sticking out beyond the doorpost. So what do you do if it can't accommodate the 45-degree angle? So then you would do it at a lesser angle. What if it can't accommodate any angle whatsoever? The only way you could fit the mezuzah on the doorpost is by putting it straight up on the doorpost. So the Pesachei Tshuva in Sifkat Nites quotes from the Yad HaKatana that if the doorpost is too narrow to accommodate an angle of the mezuzah should be placed upright. Just leave it straight up because that's what we paskin Mekar Adin. And he said even the Rama really paskins like Rashi Mekar Adin. The Rama just thought it would be nice to compromise and to be choshesh for Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. But Mekar Adin we really paskin like Rashi. However, in the very next paragraph, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Sefer Chomos Yerushalayim, who strongly implies that when there's no room to angle the mezuzah on the doorpost itself, place it on the outside of the doorpost at an angle. Better for it to be on the outside of the doorpost than on the doorpost straight up. As a matter of practical halacha, I don't think we pass on like the second shita. I think we generally assume like the first shita, that it's a much bigger compromise halacha. Take it out of the inside of the doorpost and put it on the outside of the doorpost than it would be to put it at to put it completely vertically. So I think most would put it completely vertically in that situation, especially since that's much more mefurish in the Pesachei Tshuva. Just another note, when hanging a mezuzah, a lot of times you'll see if someone, let's say, doesn't have nails or they don't have the double-sided tape, so they'll just put a piece of scotch tape over to hold the mezuzah up for a little bit. They'll take a cloth and in certain places they'll sort of make like a makeshift holding up of the mezuzah. So is that okay? So the Torah says that you have to place the mezuzahs on the doorpost, but it doesn't say how it should be placed exactly. So the post can discuss exactly what the gedarim are. The Rambam, Perkei Halacha Vav, writes that after rolling the mezuzah and putting it in a case, you have to attach it to the doorpost with nails, or dig a crevice in the doorpost itself where you put the mezuzah, like you see sometimes in much older Jewish communities in the Old City and other places where they actually have a cutout in the doorpost itself where they would put the mezuzah. So the implication would seem to be that you have to use nails to attach the mezuzah, but the Aruch HaShulchan Reish Peites of Katan Tezvav writes that really any sort of strong attachment would be good enough. It would include a very strong tape that would also suffice. Presumably that would be good enough. However, the Gemara Menachas Daf Mem Beis Mem Beis says explicitly that if you have a mezuzah placed in a rod and then leaned against the doorpost or hung on the doorpost, that would be invalid. If it's loosely hanging right by the doorpost, that is a pasul mezuzah. It's supposed to be bisha arecha. It has to be in your doorpost itself and not just in proximity hanging around the area of the doorpost. So the Chayei Adam writes, you have to be very careful, Chayei Adam, Klal Tezvav, Os Yutes, to hang the mezuzah, to attach the mezuzah both at the top and at the bottom. If it's dangling from only one nail at the top, so that's not appropriate. So that might even be possible according to the Chayei Adam. So that the truth is, Chayei Adam doesn't read perfectly with the Rambam, because when the Rambam says use a nail, he doesn't say use nails, he says mismar, not mismaros. Says mismarim, I don't know what it would be, but he doesn't say nails. He says it in the singular. The other option mentioned by the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, is to put the mezuzah in a crevice dug in the doorpost. That's not so pashut either. The Pesachei Tshuva in Yardei Reish Peites Sifkat Nehei writes that considering the role the mezuzah plays as a way to remind us of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do have to be very careful that the mezuzah is visible. Otherwise, it doesn't remind you of anything. That's the whole kunz of the mezuzah. If the mezuzah is dug too deeply into the doorpost to the point that you can't see it, the mezuzah may in fact be pasul. So the Taz in Reish Peivav Sifkat Nehei Dalit says, when there's a concern that people might disrespect the mezuzah, rip it down if they see it, so then it's better to put it in the doorpost where it's not easily visible. But even the Taz probably means not that it should be invisible, but that it should be not easily visible from people to the outside, but you who know it's there will be able to see it as your reminder when you go in and out of the house. So that's the basics about the angle of the mezuzah and how it's important to hang the mezuzah in a way that's actually stuck onto the doorpost very, very well. It shouldn't be in a very temporary kind of manner. I think I said in the Shiloh of moving it, you definitely don't make a new bracha if you're taking it off for a second and putting it right back. When you take off your mezuzahs for, let's say, an hour just to check them, and you put them right back in the same doorpost, so pashas, you don't make a bracha. But when you move them to a different doorpost, or you confuse them all, and now they're all going to, you know, you don't know which one is going to which doorpost, so that could be an issue, a major issue of the brachas. So you have to deal with that shaila separately. Maybe we'll have a separate shir about that hilchos brachas shaila. Okay.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.